Welcome to Shomach Shalom Nadav, Shir Spatzer, Lunishmas, Aram B'Yakov Shalom, Leah Bas Yitzchok. We're holding in Yumudaf Yudalef. The Gemara in Amudalef says something which is brought down in a few other places in Shas, including Pesachim, Tavches. The Gemara says, Ha'omar, Ablozo, Shluchi, Mitzvah, Einam, Nizoikim. People that are about to do a mitzvah, they don't get hurt. And therefore the Gemara is asking why someone who's checking mezuzos in the Shuk was damaged by the Kazdur. And the Gemara answers, Eicha de Kviya, Hezeiko Shani. Wherever there is a nezek, wherever the nezek is right in front of you, then it's different, and there shluchim mitzvah also can get hurt. So first we'll start with what was mentioned in Shur Machshava and Psachim. What's the idea of the shluchim mitzvah in Mizoki? The Maharal in Chidush HaGodes and Kiddushin explains that when a person is about to do a mitzvah, he is completely connected to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And what the Maharal there says is that in a sense, a person is more connected when he's about to do a mitzvah than when he's actually doing the mitzvah. When a person does the mitzvah, so then he may not do the mitzvah properly. But when a person is about to do a mitzvah, he is in the process of getting closer to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. His whole essence right now is to do the mitzvah, so he becomes part of the mitzvah. The fact is going towards it. And there in Psachim, we explain the idea that the mitzvah is really a connection to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and therefore a person gets the protection of being together with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And this is connected to what we spoke about a few days ago here, that the idea of bitochen means that a person is completely relying on Hashem. So a person does a mitzvah, he's completely connected to Hashem, and then he doesn't get hurt. That's a shluchim mitzvah in Mizoki. But the question is, if so, why when kviya hezeiko, it's different? When you have a nezek, it's different. I mean, if a person is doing a mitzvah, he's protected by Hashem. So also when there is a nezek over there, he should be protected. Why should it be different? So the answer to this is really a simple answer. And the one who says it clearly is the Mesilas Yesharim in Perek Tes. And that is, the same way it's clear that if a person puts his hand in the fire and he says, I had bitochen in Hashem, nothing's going to happen to me, he definitely will be burned. Bitochen won't help over here. If a person jumps into the water and he says, I had bitochen that won't drown, and he doesn't know how to swim, he will drown. That's reality. The bitochen in Hashem doesn't work against reality. That's what the Gemara tells us somewhere else, that akol b'yidei shamayim chutz mitzinim u'pachim. Everything is in the hand of Hashem, so to speak, except heat and cold. If a person doesn't protect himself from the heat and the cold, there's nothing he can do. And the depth of this is, of course, a Kadosh Baruch Hu can make a miracle and take a person out of any situation. But that's not Ratzon Hashem. The Ratzon Hashem is when Kadosh Baruch Hu created the world, Kadosh Baruch Hu created some rules and systems, the way the world works. The Ratzon Hashem is that a person will act with his understanding of the world, and that's how he's going to live his life. The concept of bitachon is when something can be maybe like this, maybe like this, you rely on Hashem. This is how the Chazon Ish explains it in his Sefer Emunah U'Bitachon. Meaning, HaKadosh Baruch Hu can intervene when things don't change the reality of the world. But if it's changing the reality, that's not part of bitachon. Says the Besiyas Yesharim, that's exactly the explanation in these Gemaras. When a person does a mitzvah, also you say the same thing. When a person does a mitzvah, he's protected by Hashem, but only when the protection doesn't defy reality. If this thing goes against what is going on right now in the world, that means it's not Ratzon Hashem for a person to do it that way. Obviously, there's some exceptions, but usually, if a person has a hezek, there's no Ratzon Hashem to do the mitzvah. When a person does the mitzvah at that time, he's not getting closer to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and that's why he's not protected. Anyone who wants to join the Shomachshava email list to WhatsApp group, please email shomachshava@gmail.com.